and we hope that you have had a wonderful week and you have stayed safe and enjoying time with family and friends while also taking time to remember and reflect on what this holiday is all about. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, and let's get a quick check of the roads and our weather together.
Roads are looking good right now, except if you're trying to leave Navarre Beach. If you're trying to get on Navarre Beach Causeway, you're going to see slow-moving traffic getting off the beach, heading northbound. But other than that, no major slowdowns. If you do see something, just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The rest of the work week forecast continues with below normal temperatures, but it'll still be warm as we end May and head into June. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're looking for a higher rain chance, that arrives on Thursday at 50% chances for thunderstorms, and we'll keep small chances into next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories. We start at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Biden is honoring Americans who lost their lives while serving the country.
Let's never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent.
And he spoke after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and Biden said we must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy.
The House is set to vote this week on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. Announced over the weekend by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the deal must pass both the House and the Senate before reaching Biden's desk for signature. The president says that the package is an important step forward and it will reduce spending and growth and grow the economy while avoiding a default.
And proceedings are expected to get underway tomorrow, in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers after jury selection wrapped up last week. Bowers is charged with killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue back in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. He had reportedly offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Local headlines we have tomorrow, the Escambia County School Board meeting. It's the next step in the chapter, or next chapter, in the story of the superintendent. After 2 weeks ago, the school board fired Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith, and now they will discuss what the future looks like. It was made in the motion by Board Chair Paul Fetsko that Keith Leonard be appointed as the interim, and also they're expected to finalize that plan as well as figuring out how to move forward with a permanent replacement. We are expecting a considerable amount of public speakers, as some in the county are calling for Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne to be given the nod in the interim. And we'll just see what happens. Again, tomorrow at 1 o'clock is when that meeting takes place. Today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office looking for leads after a man was fatally shot outside of the Days Inn on Lavelle Way.
It's hard. We just came to get away from Baton Rouge for a little while because we just lost someone to gun violence. We just buried him this past Friday. So it's kind of heartbreaking to know that it's really everywhere and it's nonstop violence going on.
The shooting happened a little before 11:30 when a male victim was shot around 4 to 5 times in the back. Investigators say a black male then fled the scene. 5:15 now, we'll get a check of the roads again and a look at your first warning weather forecast.
Slowdowns leaving Navarre Beach, but other than that, no major delays to report. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. Taking a look at weather, we do have some chances of rain for this evening, just at 10%, with some small patches going throughout Pensacola right now, but mostly cloudy. And it is 84 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
More local headlines. Santa Rosa County's Chief Deputy Shane Tucker joined us earlier today and talking about a recent case of domestic violence that wasn't quite what they thought initially. Tucker say. Deputies responded when a woman put in a call to dispatch, and when deputies arrived at the home, they learned that the man that they thought was a suspect was actually a victim. The man told deputies he had actually been assaulted and chased with a hammer, and he had injuries that backed up that story. Also in Santa Rosa County, a 61-year-old Pace man now charged with murder after deputies found a body at a home on Diamond Avenue on Saturday.
The suspect was actually still on scene, and when deputies tried to contact him, ultimately he tried to flee the scene, but deputies were able to detain him, and through their investigation, they ultimately were able to charge him with second-degree murder, as well as resisting violence.
That's Jeffrey Todd Stoller, who has been charged. He remains in custody in Santa Rosa County. Three people were shot during a party in Cantonment over the weekend. The sheriff's office says that happened Saturday at Webb Park, where an estimated 2,000 people were gathered. A gunman reportedly started shooting in the crowd, hitting two 18-year-old women and a 21-year-old man. Meanwhile, in Bratt, two suspects in an early Sunday morning shooting arrested. 21-year-old Tiana Chick and 18-year-old Kendrell Kyles are both facing charges. Both were booked into the jail last night. The two are accused of entering a trailer on Oakshade Road in Bratt and assaulting two victims. Finally, in Atmore, one person died and another was seriously injured. It happened in a parking lot near Carver Avenue and King Street. Atmore police say they were called to the parking lot a little after 2 this morning, and they found both victims, who were taken to the hospital. One died from their injuries, the other remaining in serious condition. So, unfortunate number of shootings in our area this weekend. A look at state headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis also observing the Memorial Day holiday. He spoke at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Jacksonville.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free, and that those that make the ultimate sacrifice have earned our enduring debt and gratitude for their selfless service.
And DeSantis is heading out on the campaign trail. He'll be in Iowa tomorrow and also planning stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Over a dozen Caribbean migrants are in custody in Broward County. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents apprehended 19 migrants who arrived in a 40-foot boat yesterday. 18 people from Haiti and one from Dominican Republic made landfall in Pompeo Beach near Lighthouse Point. The CBP says that two of the ones that are captured were pregnant and two are children.
The so-called Freedom Summer sales tax holiday is now underway. The holiday runs through Labor Day and includes admission to music, sporting, and cultural events. Also exempt from the state sales tax are movie tickets, state park admissions, certain boating and camping supplies, as well as children's athletic equipment. 520 right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with more state headlines and a look at what's happening in the world around the country and sports. Couple of big playoff games on tap tonight. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Fixed up when you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. Come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I gotta rest.
So I'm completely clueless when it comes to country music. Gracie, who is this? Is this?
That's Randy Houser, Running Out of Moonlight.
Okay.
I'm on a Memorial Day playlist.
It sounds that way. We had a little Kenny Chesney, of course, as he was in Orange Beach over the weekend, also celebrating patrons at the Floribama Lounge. Pretty cool story there. Gracie got to see him on Saturday. And, Memorial Day, country music kind of goes hand in hand, I suppose, for a lot of you. So I get it.
I appreciate it.
I'm not mad.
Okay. Bobby doesn't like it, so that's why usually play it. But things will change around here.
Well, you know, kidding. I mean, I've been in radio now. Let's see. It's 2023. I've been in radio since 2011. And I swore to myself that I would never work at a country radio station. And I've literally only worked at country radio stations, or at least had stations that were affiliated with country stations, mm-hmm. where when you go into the building, it's what's playing. So I have gone over time from a hatred of country music to a tolerance of country music, and then there are just a handful of songs that I like really like that would be on my playlist. But and this isn't just country music. This is really all music. I mean, you can say, hey, who do you know who so-and-so is? I say, oh, I have no idea. Really? Like, you haven't heard of, well, what about this song? I says, nope, never heard of it. But then you play it for me, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh yeah, like I've heard of that song. And that's just the way it is with 98% of songs that are out there. So,
no, yeah. I'm not judging. Maybe we'll turn that tolerance into more of appreciation soon.
Wouldn't hold my breath. Not hold my breath. Why don't you give us an update on the roads and weather?
Yeah, roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Of course, if you're leaving Navarre Beach, you're going to see some slow traffic getting off of the beach onto the causeway. And also Perdido Key is pretty slow moving leading up to Sorrento Road at Gulf Beach Highway. So expect some slowdowns there if you're leaving the beach area. Pensacola Beach actually looking really good right now. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The rest of the work week forecast continues with below normal temperatures, but it'll still be warm as we end May and head into June. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're looking for a higher rain chance, that arrives on Thursday at 50% chances for thunderstorms, and we'll keep small chances into next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We'll get a look at our national headlines. An Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed last night will now be demolished tomorrow morning. 8 people were rescued and more were injured after the historic 6-story building in Davenport partially collapsed. Mayor Mike Madsen says canine search units left the scene this afternoon after working throughout the night looking for survivors.
And Russia is ramping up its missile attacks on Ukraine. The latest wave of missile fires hit the capital city of Kyiv on Monday. Ukrainian forces say they shot down about a dozen missiles before they hit targets, and at least one person was injured. The surprise daytime attack comes after cities across Ukraine was hit by a record number of Iranian-made kamikaze drones over the weekend.
The man who opened an emergency door on a jetliner as it was about to land is under arrest in Korea. The 33-year-old was formally arrested yesterday and is charged with violating Korea's aviation security law, and he's facing up to 10 years in prison. He told police he opened the emergency door because he felt suffocated and tried to get off the plane quickly.
And a new Navy submarine is being named in honor of Long Island. According to the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, the USS Long Island will reflect the service and commitment to those from Long Island who served in the Navy. The submarine will be 377 feet long, a nuclear power vessel with a crew of 132, including 15 naval officers. It will also carry a dozen Tomahawk missiles.
Governor Ron DeSantis weighing in on the debt ceiling deal struck over the weekend. He's not a fan, we'll say that. He says the U.S. is still careening towards bankruptcy. He said the deal reached by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending, even with new spending caps promised.
And for the first time since it was established 105 years ago, the name of Fort Bragg will officially be changed later this week. On Friday, Fort Bragg will become Fort Liberty. The action will follow the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act in 2021, which mandates the names of 10 Army bases that were named after Confederate military leaders to be changed. Fort Bragg was named after the Confederate General Braxton Bragg.
And Russia issuing an arrest warrant for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham following these comments he made with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent.
If you couldn't quite catch it in the early part of the video or audio there, that was President Zelensky saying free or die, to which Lindsey Graham agreed and then said that it was the best money that the U.S. has spent. A Kremlin spokesman described the comments as shameful and called the 67-year-old senator an old fool. So interesting political jab there from Senator Lindsey Graham. And finally, national headlines. A Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to establish term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was on Meet the Press with NBC. Whitehouse says he has a term limits bill that would reduce lifetime appointments to 18-year terms. Stock market closed today, but still got Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Fox News before that. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night.
5:35 on Memorial Day Monday. Hope you're having a great Memorial Day. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Taking a look at our roads, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you are leaving Navarre Beach on Navarre Beach Causeway, expect delays, as well as getting out of Perdido Key is going to be slow moving up to Gulf Beach Highway once you get through that intersection, though we are looking good throughout West Pensacola. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have some slight chances of rain for tonight, just 10% with a low of 68. And then the rest of the week is actually looking pretty good. Thursday, we do have some chances of rain. It's mostly cloudy right now throughout Pensacola and 84 degrees, 84 in Milton and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Quickly, the top three stories today. The House will be voting this week on the bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. Here was House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend.
People can look together to be able to pass this in the House and the Senate together to sign it and send it to the president.
They're expecting to do that on Wednesday. The president said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. President Biden was speaking at Arlington National Cemetery today after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
And Biden said we must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy. And finally, proceedings are getting underway tomorrow in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. Jury selection wrapped up last week. Bowers is charged with killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue back in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Taking a look at our sports news for the day, we do have a couple of massive postseason games on tap, 7:30 on TNT. It's Game 7 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics hosting after being down in a 3-0 hole and then winning the next three. Game 6 came down to literally the last second. Boston was able to come back and beat Miami on the road there, and now they are favorites heading into tonight's Game 7. The winner advancing to the NBA Finals to take on the Denver Nuggets. On ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight, Game 6 between the Knights and the Stars. The Stars trying to keep their comeback alive as they were down 3-0 and have now won the last two. Major League Baseball tonight on FS1. The LA Angels are in Chicago to take on the White Sox. That starts at 7:10. Also, the Braves out west taking on the Athletics at 7:07. The Rays played earlier today. They lost to the Cubs 1-0. The Cubs pitching a one-hit shutout there. Other games completed already. The Guardians beat the Orioles 5-0. The Rangers over the Tigers 5-0, and the Royals beat the Cardinals 7-0. Games in progress right now. The Diamondbacks leading the Rockies 7-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Midway through the ninth, it's tied between the Twins and the Astros at 5 each. And the Pirates are trailing the Giants 6-3 midway through the seventh. Other games coming up later, the Nationals and the Dodgers at 8:10, and at 8:40, the Yankees out west taking on the Seattle Mariners. Other headlines of note in the world of sports, the NBA is investigating one of its referees over allegations that he was operating a burner account on Twitter to respond to criticism on officials and officiating and referees, including himself. The league is looking into whether Eric Lewis was operating an account under the username Blair Cutliff. Nick Nurse will be the next head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Nurse was let go from the Toronto Raptors last month after he won the NBA championship back in 2019. Another tragic weekend at Churchill Downs. 12 deaths now on the track since the stable area opened for training just 60 days ago. And this is now setting up an emergency meeting at the racetrack scheduled for tomorrow. The LA Dodgers apparently moving forward with both Pride Night next month and Christian Faith and Family Day.
The LA Dodgers will host a Christian Faith and Family Day in July. They last held this event in 2019, before the pandemic. This comes after backlash for the planned Pride Night in June, which also comes through some PR messiness. As the Dodgers planned Pride, they received criticism for an invitation to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a self-described group of queer and trans nuns. The Dodgers rescinded the invite, then reinstated the invite with a public apology. So, to reiterate, Pride Night is set for June 16th, Christian Faith Night on July 30th.
Yeah, so that was a good recap there. We covered this, I think it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, where the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which it looks like from videos, they kind of just make a mockery and more of a, I don't know what the good word would be, but they definitely take a unique approach in getting their point across. That's fair to say. And Senator Marco Rubio even took to writing a letter to Rob Manfred when the word came out that the Dodgers were going to be awarding this group with their Pride Hero Award or whatever it was called. And then to the Dodgers said, okay, you're not invited anymore. And then, you know, of course they got backlash from that. So then they said, okay, you are welcome back and you can receive the award. And then the Christians and the Catholics came in and said, well, wait a second, you know, so now both sides, I guess, quote unquote, are getting their respective days. You see this in sports, and if you want to weigh in, 437-1620, what do you think about the theme nights? And I'm not just referring to Pride Night, but the, Christian Night and just, you know, these different things that teams do where, you know, every time this happens, whether it's in hockey or football or soccer or any sport, there's inevitably always somebody that's going to be upset. There's always somebody that's going to be offended. And oftentimes it involves teams that will wear these special uniforms with like the rainbow colors or and inevitably there's always going to be an athlete who, because of their personal beliefs, is not going to take part. And then everybody just piles on them. And, you know, I just wonder if you're out there, if you think, you know, maybe a team should just scrap all of these type events and, you know, just as the saying goes, stick to sports, you know. And we've seen, just in the last few weeks where, you know, companies like Target and Bud Light, they face the backlash from that. And we just hear every time a team tries to do this, and I understand why they do it, but just the execution always comes off not quite well and usually always leads to backlash. But, you know, the Dodgers now trying to make everybody happy. And, of course, when you try to make everybody happy, you usually end up irritating somebody else. So just an interesting update there from the L.A. Dodgers. Other sports notes, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons will be the number one overall seed for the men's NCAA baseball tournament. The 64-team field features a record 10 teams from the SEC. The tournament starts Friday with 16 regional tournaments. Men's lacrosse national championship was today. Notre Dame beat top-seeded Duke 13-9. And quite a finish at the Indy 500 yesterday. Driver Joseph Newgarden won the race following a series of crashes in the final series of laps. Newgarden passed last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, in the final lap. So hate to see so many crashes, especially late in the race. I believe there was only, when they restarted, there was only like 7 or 8 laps left. But Newgarden was able to get the job done. He said he was either going to win the race or he was crashing into the wall. That's what he thought when he was going for it, and you know nothing was going to get in his way. 5:45 right now. Let's stop for a look at the roads and weather together.
Well, roads are looking great right now throughout Pensacola. I-10, I-110 major interstates aren't slowing things down, but we are going to see slow traffic. If you're leaving Navarre Beach, expect some delays and some slowdowns getting out of Perdido Key heading towards Pensacola. As you're going towards the intersection of Sorrento Road and Gulf Beach Highway, expect some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh From Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. We're going to get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
The rest of the work week forecast continues with below normal temperatures, but it'll still be warm as we end May and head into June. Highs in the mid to upper 80s and low temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're looking for a higher rain chance, that arrives on Thursday at 50% chances for thunderstorms, and we'll keep small chances into next weekend as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 84 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. For health, business, and science headlines, the stock market is closed today, but in the week ahead, investors are keeping an eye out for data on consumer confidence coming out tomorrow. The ADP employment report is due on Wednesday, along with earnings results from GameStop, followed by weekly jobless claims on Thursday.
Well, sharks have been in the news a lot lately. We've had a lot of shark attacks in the last few weeks here in Florida and other parts of the country. Migration is sending sharks into the waters off Long Island in New Jersey. Four great whites have been detected this month near Long Island, South Shore in New Jersey, as the sharks are apparently making their annual migration from the Florida Keys. According to OSearch, the sharks are heading north to the rich feeding grounds for the season.
And taking vitamins and going on long walks can help slow down cognitive decline in aging brains. Studies out last week found that a daily multivitamin can help effectively take 3 years off your brain's age when it comes to memory. Similarly, researchers say that the 30-minute walks 3 or 4 times a week can help better your memory.
And finally, archaeologists discovering 2 human and animal workshops in 2 tombs south of Cairo. The Egyptian government said Saturday that the embalming workshops where humans and animals were mummified dates back about 2,400 years.
Legendary director Martin Scorsese says that he's going to make a film about Jesus. This comes after Scorsese met Pope Francis over the weekend. The director said that he's responded to the Pope's appeal to artists in the only way he knows how, in writing a screenplay film about Jesus.
Now, I mean, I've seen some Martin Scorsese films. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't by any stretch call myself a expert of his films, but I will say that the ones that I have seen would not be rated PG. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how he would approach this movie about Jesus, because I mean, you can't have swearing, right? Like anybody who's seen Wolf of Wall Street would be like, I mean, it can't be like that, obviously.
At least not from Jesus's mouth.
Well, it would be really interesting to see how he goes about this. Mm-hmm. If he, you know, I mean, he, he It sounds like him talking to Pope Francis about it would mean that Scorsese would take this on in a way that would honor Jesus in a way, and that this would be like his gift to the Pope or the Christian or Catholic Church, rather than like an outlandish film, you know, just for the sake of doing it. So it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out there. Lottery tickets are still plenty of time to pick up there if you're hoping to become a millionaire. The Powerball jackpot is worth $226 million if you take the cash option. That's $115 million in the bank. And the Mega Millions tomorrow is at $187 million, rather, just over $95 million in cash.
And we knew it would do well, but it really did. The Little Mermaid is making a big splash in the box office. The live-action adaptation made $117.5 million over Memorial Day weekend. Fast X came in second with $28 million made in its second weekend, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in third with $25 million made in its fourth weekend in the theaters.
And it's not Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe if we don't have a Taylor Swift story.
Swifty news.
So I had not heard of the song until today, but this townhouse that inspired that song that you heard is now on the market in New York City. She rents it, a four-bedroom, 5,500-square-foot townhome in the city's West Village back in 2016, lived in it for about a year, and now it's listed for sale at nearly $18 million. Somebody's going to buy it for no other reason than Taylor Swift lived there.
Yep, and listen to that song every day.
That's right. 5:50, we'll take a break, come back with a look at the wacky, weird, and good news on a Memorial Day Monday. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Billy man, come on, 6 o'clock news, say somebody. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We're going to get a quick look at our roads and our weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have slow-moving traffic getting off of Navarre Beach. That's going to be Navarre Beach Causeway slow-moving, and our slowdowns in Perdido Key have cleared up. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And taking a look at our weather, it's mostly cloudy right now throughout Pensacola, but we do have some slight chances of rain. That's at 10% with some isolated thunderstorms throughout the evening, and a low of 68. Again, it's 84 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And finishing out the hour with some wacky, weird stuff and some good news, of course. We start in New Zealand, where a pizza chain is offering an unusual proposition to customers. You can buy now and then pay when you die. Hell Pizza says that 666 customers in New Zealand and another 666 in Australia will be chosen for the Afterlife Pay Program. Participants will sign a legally binding amendment to their wills, allowing the cost of their pizza to be collected upon death.
A Maryland high school was listed on Zillow for just over $42,000 as a senior prank. The listing described Mead High School as a 12,458-square-foot half-working jail. The listing says all 15 bathrooms come with sewer issues. There's a nice, spacious kitchen and dining room, a private basketball court. District officials took it in stride, saying no one was hurt, no property damage was made, and it was very creative.
Speaking of high school pranks, I saw this on TikTok about a half hour ago. Mm-hmm. An entire senior class broke into the principal's home at 1 o'clock in the morning. And they all just like slept in her family room. And so she comes downstairs, like she opens this door and like in just like a robe, bathrobe. And she like opens the door and she looks inside and she sees like the entire senior class in her home.
That's
pretty funny. That is also breaking and entering, by the way. I would not recommend that. A senior student in Forest, Virginia, and her friend are going viral after her car went up in flames right before graduation over the weekend. Rosiah Stanley submitted photos of the blaze as well as a photo of her dressed in a cap and gown standing in front of the flaming vehicle. Since posting, the vehicle has amassed more than 720,000 likes, 2,000 plus comments, and over 5,600 shares. I don't know if you've seen the video or not. I have not.
I looked it up when I saw this story. The caption says, "Happy graduation day," and her friend is showing a pic or like a video of her, and she's like, "Hey, I think there's something up with her car." And she says, "No, it just does that sometimes." And she pans over, and the car is in flames.
Okay. Like, so, did they say like what caused it?
It didn't say what caused it, but I was like, at least she kind of has a good sense of humor that there's no turning around. Like her car was completely just a ball of fire.
Good news. We'll start here at home. Country music superstar Kenny Chesney played two shows at the Wharf over the weekend. Gracie was at the Saturday night one, but he put on a surprise third performance for folks at the Flora Mama Lounge.
It's really, you know, cool to be back and to be in this environment again. You know, anytime me and the band get to make music and create music and spread love near the ocean, that's...
So apparently Chesney does this where he likes to visit our area, and he will go to the Floribama when he does. But that's still pretty cool, getting an impromptu concert from Kenny Chesney. And you said, Gracie, that this was the last stop on his tour. So he and the band probably feeling a little bit looser and in the mood for some fun.
They did like an extra long show on Saturday, and they went to the Floribama before the show. So it was a great weekend. Great Memorial Day weekend.
Awesome. That's going to do it for us in the 5 o'clock hour. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll see in about 15 minutes from now with a look at everything that's going on in your world on this Memorial Day Monday. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.